last year was my 12th consecutive race at Boston. And so it was also my very worst race, which I really just feel very conflicted about even admitting that, right? I usually have a really great day, even if the weather's bad or something. It's Boston, and the people are just unbelievably wonderful. And so I was just not feeling good, just doing a lot of walking and running, which isn't really, I usually do, I usually come in around 4 hours, and I was way behind, and just feeling, you know, so I got up to about 2 kilometers from the finish. So there's a part where you go under an overpass, you go underneath it, and you come up the other side, and you turn right, you go up a street, and then you turn left, and you can see the finish line, and the finish line is down the street. So right before that underpass, we just got stopped. And so we were, you know, people were starting to pile up behind us, but I was right in the, I was pretty much right in the front of that was stopped there. And so it was very confusing. We could hear a lot of sirens, and, you know, you're just first, for the first few minutes, you're thinking, oh, well, you know, you can hear the sirens and everything, and you're thinking, well, maybe they need to use this route, and we're going to be stopped for a minute, and then we're going to get going. And then the man next to me, who was standing next to me, fainted. And so he was, you know, in one of the older age groups. I'm in the 50 to 55 age group, so I'm no youngster either. And most of us back there were, you know, a lot of the older runners. And he fainted. And so all of us around him kind of got busy taking care of him and trying to find water or something to keep him warm. And it just kind of, I had my cell phone, and so I got my cell phone out, and I was trying to text and get messages, or I was trying to call, and none of my calls would go through. And I was passing my phone around to people because we all had family at the finish line. And so it was just really confusing. And I had my contact lenses in, so I couldn't see my phone. And I ended up just, like, taking the lenses out and dropping them on the ground after a while. But finally, I did get a text message from my kids saying that they were safe. And someone had come and said there were bombs. But we just didn't kind of know what to do. You didn't know where to move. You didn't know whether to wait there and have people meet you. And then people who were at the finish line, we didn't know how they would find us, whether they could cross back over the course or whether it was safe. So I think we probably stood there for about an hour. And meanwhile, I was texting my kids about my location, but they couldn't get there. Because they were closing streets or something. But anyway, so we ended up walking. I don't know if you know the Mass Avenue. Behind it is, you know, over towards the river there. So they ended up walking us out towards the back way, back behind the course, towards the river, over where, like, Boston University is. And so we were walking down that side street. I forget the name of the street. And it was just, you know, you were just hoping you would find your family, you know? And so it was very, and I was kind of, you know, I mean, I'd just run 26 miles. I wasn't feeling good. You know, you're worried, you're confused, you don't really know. And then it was just, you know, people were coming out of their houses with clothes and with food and taking people into their homes. It was amazing. But, you know, I was just wandering around waiting until I finally ran into my kids. Gee, I don't even know what time it was. I don't think I got home till close to 7 o'clock because then, of course, we had to walk out because there was no transportation. But luckily, my husband's from Boston and my son lives there. So luckily, we knew where we were, and we knew how to get across to where the car was. But, you know, it was pretty crazy.